With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The Montana Senate Judiciary Committee voted to advance a bill that would make it illegal for doctors to help terminal patients take their own life. The measure advanced Friday with Republican support. It would open doctors up to possible homicide charges if they prescribe a lethal dose of medication at the request of their patients. A state Supreme Court decision protects doctors from prosecution for the practice, though it is not explicitly allowed in the state. Similar measures to criminalize physicians for the practice have faltered in Montana in every legislative session in the past decade, but Republican Governor Greg Gianforte has already signaled his support for the measure. Four bills that aim to further regulate access to abortion in Montana were endorsed by the state Senate today. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports.
Each bill passed mostly along party lines, with Republicans voting in favor of the proposals and Democrats voting against. All four were originally introduced in and have passed the House. Republican Senator Keith Regier presented House Bill 136 on the Senate floor. It would ban abortions at 20 weeks.
A pregnant woman is carrying a unique individual that House Bill 136 will protect. Vote Green.
Democratic Senator Diane Sands spoke in opposition, saying the bill is based on misinformation about abortion care.
Here we go again. Politicians practicing medicine without respect for the physicians or for the women who need their medical care in a very dire situation.
Republican Governor Greg Gianforte asked lawmakers to send him the bill to sign during his State of the State address. He also said he's supportive of another bill that would require doctors to care for infants born alive after an attempted abortion. Experts say that scenario is extremely rare and infanticide is already illegal. House Bill 167 outlines that policy and would put the question to voters as a ballot referendum. It was amended by the Senate, meaning it'll require another vote in the House before passing. It does not require Gianforte's signature. The Senate also endorsed House Bill 171, which would ban doctors from prescribing medication abortions via telehealth, and House Bill 140, which would require doctors to offer pregnant women the opportunity to view an ultrasound before an abortion. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana legislative committees took quick action on a flurry of impactful bills this week ahead of a key upcoming legislative deadline. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports one proposal in the House that likely won't make it through the process would have let individuals and political action committees donate unlimited amounts of money to election candidates.
Kalispell Republican Representative Derek Skies said House Bill 571 would have brought political contributions into the daylight by reducing incentive to funnel money through political action committees that don't always have to disclose donors.
So if you want an individual to put $5,000 into your campaign, you can. And where we're going to get transparency is in the reporting.
Under current state law, individuals and PACs can contribute $360 directly to a candidate for statewide office or $710 to a gubernatorial candidate each election. The House State Administration Committee tabled House Bill 571 during the same meeting it was introduced, which is contrary to a legislative process that typically gives lawmakers and the public time to digest proposals before they're advanced or killed. Lawmakers also tabled a proposal to delay recreational marijuana legalization shortly after its hearing Friday, along with another bill from Skies that would have gotten rid of the State Commissioner of Political Practices position. Forsyth Republican Representative Geraldine Custer's comments on the latter bill illustrate the limited appetite for certain proposals.
It needs gasoline and a match and a burning party, in my opinion.
This afternoon, the Senate State Administration Committee is holding hearings on another round of bills from conservative lawmakers that would impact campaign finance laws and election procedures for minor parties. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
Montana lawmakers heard passionate testimony Friday on a bill seeking to increase Native American voting rights and access to the polls. YPR News' Caitlin Nicholas reports.
Democratic Representative Sharon Stewart Paragoy introduced House Bill 613 with a brief history lesson on why Native Americans were one of the last groups in the country to receive the right to vote in the 1980s.
This is the Montana American Indian Voting Rights Act to ensure that this generational tradition that we have now come into continues without challenges or obstacles.
House Bill 613 calls for the permanent establishment of satellite election offices with consistent hours and mail-in ballot drop boxes on every reservation in Montana. Currently, tribal nations must negotiate for satellite voting offices with their local counties each election year. Many reservation residents live far from polling sites and post offices and have limited transportation. Members from nearly every tribal nation in Montana testified in support of the act, alongside those from Disability Rights Montana, the ACLU of Montana, and many other groups.
This is about equity.
That's Andy Work Jr., the president of the Fort Belknap Indian community.
Our turnout since we've had those alternative voting sites has doubled.
Secretary of State Office Elections Director Dana Corson opposed the bill, saying it would create technical difficulties. Two county clerk and recorders, including Joanne Duffield from Rosebud County, said the bill was unnecessary.
I feel like we're working with our tribes. We work with the tribes on the days of the week that we go there, and Rosebud County goes 2 days a week, 30 days before the election.
Republican Representative Julie Dooling from Helena said passing this bill would be a great step for the state to listen to tribal nations and work together.
I wish our Secretary of State's office would work more closely with the Indian Caucus to make sure their vote is counted. The more I learn about life on the reservation and the struggles that they have to get to vote, we've got to work with them. Their vote matters. Their voice matters.
The House State Administration Committee added an appropriation to the bill Friday so they can continue working on it after the March 3rd transmittal deadline. For YPR News and Report for America, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.